was...
Is there something we could demonstrate for listeners to help them?
And what I noticed when I was doing just straight massage, I would have to bring people into their bodies first. You know, we talk, for some people, the entire massage would be just getting them into their body with their breath. So what we can do right now with your listeners is, if you're sitting, sit up kind of straight, and if you have a tight belt, undo your belt so that your belly can literally pooch out, like when you're a little kid and you say, "Look, Mom, I'm fat." I'm serious about that. Because there's a big, we have a big prohibition about puffing our bellies out. But that's where the breath is, and that's where the life force needs to, it's the pump, kind of like a bellows.
Can people do this while they're driving right now?
I do, absolutely.
For sure.
Okay. Absolutely.
Keep driving. Actually kind of helps.
You know, I suggest people look at websites like your website, healingcatalyst.com, but not while you're driving.
Not while you're driving.
Yeah. No. So, but we can do this with the breath.
But just make sure that your belly can, in fact, if you can right now, just pooch your belly out. Like, "Look, Mom, I'm fat." I have never met anyone in any culture who hasn't at some point done that as a kid. Just, you're playing with your body, right? Look what it can do. It can stick your belly out. So... And then push, squeeze out like a bellows that pumps a fireplace. It expands when it's full, and it contracts when it's empty. So, and your diaphragm pushes the air out of your lungs and pulls it down to puff your belly out. Your lungs look like a triangle with the biggest part at the bottom, and that's what has to expand to really fill your lungs. If you're breathing at the top of your lungs, you're getting the top of the triangle, and you're and that keeps you in your head, out of your body. And it also, as you're concentrating on something during the course of the day or your computer work or whatever, you tighten your neck and shoulder muscles and you breathe shallowly, and that keeps your energy up in your head. But if you want to bring it into your body, you do the opposite. You throw out your belly and let it fill. And one of the things we picture, the energy going into your feet, going into your fingertips, and you can feel warmth spread. It's literally energy. You're relaxing, or you can see that your body language is shifted.
No, this is the breath, too, that you're taught when you're taught voice and for singing. I remember I took lessons for years, and it was like filling that belly.
That instrument, your body is the instrument.
So that the instrument could support it.
So to take it to the next level, I mean, just even those three breaths that we've taken here together have relaxed you a little bit. And in Chapter 1, I talk about what I call square breathing, because geometrically, it looks like a square. If you have an equal amount of, say it's three counts in, it's hard for me to breathe and count at the same time, but three counts in, 1, 2, 3, and then you hold for three counts, and that's like the flat part of the square, and then you exhale, 1, 2, 3, and then you hold it out, 1, 2, 3, inhale, 2, 3, hold, 2, 3, out, 2, 3, hold, 2, 3. So that's a square, and you can have a two-count square or a six-count square. I mean, you can build up. You can do a short square, and as your muscles get more comfortable with that, and your fear, it can be a little
fearful. It's always interesting to notice, too, like where you have a little, like sometimes you notice it's harder to take the whole three counts to breathe in, and or it's harder to hold it, or it's,
everybody has a different,
or you
want to
blow
spot.
It out really fast.
Yeah.
And all of that is information, too, because breath is life. It's giving, receiving,
giving,
receiving.
Do you have trouble bringing it in? Do you have trouble letting it go?
Yeah.
Because the empty at the end is kind of like death. So do you have trouble
and
with
the quiet space.
The quiet, right, mm-hmm. or trouble being full. So you can start with a small, what I call, think of it as a small square, and then get your square bigger, and it's mastery. You get more control of your energy flow in your body, you get more in touch with it, and that's potentially when some of the information, the emotional information in your body becomes available to you. And then you can keep reading the book, or you can come for a session, or even if you never see me, if you read this book and you never see me, you have information and resources to understand how to connect the dots. You have the right words to use to ask for an intuitive therapist.